Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. Well, it's wonderful to be here once again. And as we always do, we're going to begin with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come before Thee this night, thanking Thee for Thy goodness. We thank Thee for all that Thou hast done. We pray, Lord, that Thy presence would be here this night. We pray that we would all experience that precious gift of Thy Holy Ghost here this night. Let Thy Spirit move upon each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, that Thou would fill us with a great desire to worship Thee and give us the ability to worship Thee here this night in spirit and in truth. Let Thy blessing be here. Let Thy anointing be here. Let each and everything we do be according to Thy purpose and Thy perfect will. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Well, to get started tonight, we are going to start with number 169 in the chorus book. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. 169. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness, Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make Thy faithfulness, Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness, Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to look across the page and sing number 173, The Blood Prevails, 173. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power's just the same today, no matter what the devils say. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power is just the same today, no matter what the devils say. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. The blood prevails. The blood prevails. His power is just the same today. No matter what the devils say, the blood prevails. The blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power is just the same today. No matter what the devils say, the blood prevails, the blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn now to number 45 and sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus, number 45. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise God. Let's turn over to number 77 and sing In the Name of Jesus. Number 77. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we come in His great name. Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we come in His great name. Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we come in His great name. Jesus, 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 we have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We're going to turn now to number 70 and sing, If You Believe, You Shall Receive. Number 70. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray, believe. You must believe. Praise God. God. Well, we're already on the page. Let's do number 67. Jesus is a miracle worker. Praise God. Jesus is a miracle worker, a miracle worker, a miracle worker. Jesus is a miracle worker. Oh, let Him work in you. I know Jesus can do anything. He can touch the lame in His name. I know Jesus can do anything. Oh, let Him work in you. Jesus is a miracle worker, a miracle worker, a miracle worker. Jesus is a miracle worker. Oh, let Him work in you. I know Jesus can do anything. He can touch the lame in His name. I know Jesus can do anything. Oh, I'll let Him work in you. Jesus is a miracle worker, a miracle worker, a miracle worker. Jesus is a miracle worker. Oh, let Him work in you. I know Jesus can do anything. He can touch the lame in His name. I know Jesus can do anything. Oh, let Him work in you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to turn now to number 89 and sing, God Can Do Anything, at number 89. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Praise the to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, we are going to take up the collection now. Praise God. Father in heaven, we thank you this night for these tithes, these gifts, these offerings. We thank you, Lord, for all that thou hast done. We thank thee for the privilege we have in serving you. And we pray, Lord, that thou would continue to guide this ministry, direct our steps, reveal to us thy perfect plan, and help us, O God, to always abide within thy will. We thank thee for all the ways that thou hast provided for us. We thank thee for thy great sustaining power. We thank thee for all the miracles that thou hast done along the way. And we pray, Lord, that thou would continue to bless this ministry and help us, O God, in all that we do. Help us to continue to be a shining light in a lost and dying world. We pray for thy great wisdom on how these funds should be used for thy purpose, for thy glory, for the cause of thy mighty name. And we pray, Lord, that thou bless the givers here this night and also bless those who are unable to give. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Well, I suppose people are probably wondering about my wife, and she did arrive safely in South Carolina today, and she's at her mother's house now, and it was quite a long trip. She left about a little after 7 a.m. yesterday, and she arrived there this afternoon. I forget the exact time, but I know it was in the mid-afternoon, and I'm sure she is very happy to finally get there and happy to see her mother. So I'm just thankful that she made it there safely. And now I have to figure out how I'm going to get her home later. Her brother actually met her in Illinois and drove down to South Carolina with her. And I at the end of the month, I'm probably going to fly, actually, to North Carolina probably Charlotte, because that's pretty close to where they live in South Carolina. And I'm a little nervous about that. I haven't flown in, well, since 2007. So, yeah, it's been a while. So hopefully there won't be any problems there. But I would fly down there, one-way ticket, and then drive home with her. And you should probably just keep praying for the whole situation there. Her mother does have a doctor's appointment tomorrow where they're just going to check her out and make sure that she will be able to go forward with the surgery on Monday. They want to make sure there won't be any problems with that. So they're going to be checking her out one last time before the surgery would take place. We're going to pray about that. And also, I do want to praise the Lord. You know, it's been a little over a month now since I was first diagnosed with diabetes, and on May 1st, the day I ended up in the emergency room, my blood sugar was 427, which is very, very, very high, dangerously high, in fact. And, you know, on Monday I checked it, and it was 185, so for the very first time since I've started checking my blood sugar, it was under 200. It is going down slowly, and I'm just looking forward to the day when it's finally normal. I believe it will be, so if you'd like to keep praying for me regarding that, I would appreciate it, but I'm happy about every decrease there is, and, you know, I've just been eating very low carb, and exercising as much as I can, going for walks and so forth, and I think it is working. So praise God for that. All right, and I also want to thank everyone for their prayers regarding me falling out of my car last Friday. I was pretty banged up on Friday, but I'm feeling pretty good now. Most of the soreness is gone. You know, at the time, I almost went back to the ER. I didn't want to, but I thought, well, I'm just going to wait and see if this gets better. And Mom came over and prayed for me, and you know, it really did improve a lot. It was greatly improved the next day and the next day after that, and I'm almost back to normal. So praise God for that. All right, we are going to pray again for Leah's mother regarding her appointment tomorrow and, of course, the surgery on Monday. Also, we do have a prayer request from Vicki Wolf. She has an offer on her house that she's trying to sell because she bought a different house and she really needs to sell her old one quickly, and she has an offer on it, so she would like prayer that all of that goes smoothly, so we'll pray about that as well. Father in heaven, we come before thee in prayer this night on behalf of Linda. We pray, Lord, that thou would be with her, that thou would lift her up, that thou would strengthen her. We pray, Lord, that the appointment tomorrow would go well. We pray, O God, that there would be no hindrances, but we pray, Lord, that everything would be set to go, or even that they would discover she's been healed of this cancer. We know, Lord, that this is not impossible with thee, and we know that it's never wrong to ask thee for a miracle. So if thou would touch her from heaven and heal her, we would be so thankful for that, Lord, and we know that thou can do all things. We know, O God, that thou art a God without limitations, and we pray, Lord, that thou would touch Linda right now. But we pray, Lord, that any and all future medical appointments would go well. We pray that thou would guide the doctor's hands, guide their minds. We pray that every procedure would be without complications, and we pray, Lord, that she would have a quick and painless recovery as much as possible. Touch her, we pray, and we ask this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. And Father in heaven, we also pray for Vicki. We pray, Lord, that this transaction, this forthcoming transaction, would go smoothly. We ask that there would be no problems, but we pray, Lord, that thou would help her to sell that house, for we know she needs to sell that house so that she can afford her new one. So, Lord, please be merciful to her and help her, we pray. And we pray that the whole process would go smoothly. We ask, O God, that there would be no hiccups, but we pray, Lord, that thou would work out all the details for her. And we pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, just before service was about to start, Mom came up to me and she asked me if I knew this little chorus, and I told her I'd never heard it before. She wrote down the words for me, which I'm just going to read because otherwise the people online wouldn't have them. And I don't know if you all have the words either. So I actually don't know this, but Mom's going to sing it, and we're going to try to follow along if we can. what the words are. I know whence cometh my help. I know there is no strength in me. I'm weak, but my God is strong. My help cometh from God. So we're going to go ahead and give this a try. Jesus, it is true that our help comes from Him, and we really are so weak. Sometimes we forget that, but we truly are weak, but He is strong, and He gives us strength that is otherwise inexplicable. Well, it looks like we have another chorus to add to the chorus book, so Jane, whenever you do the next edition, you can put that one in there. Praise God. We are going to now turn this over to Shirley and see what the Lord has put on her heart.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's wonderful to have the Lord here tonight. And thank God for all the songs that we were able to sing. You know, it builds faith when we begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord and His ability to do all things. And, you know, it is a wonderful thing to realize that we serve a God who is unlimited in power and might and strength. And, you know, the thing is, He is so willing to give us His strength, His help, His ability to, you know, provide for us and to do according to those things that we have need of. Praise the Lord. We have a wonderful friend in the Lord and wonderful strength and help. And we know, as the Scripture tells us in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, you realize, you know, just how much we need the Lord. And, you know, honestly, the way life is, things can so easily go awry and get mixed up, and there can be trouble and conflicts and all kinds of problems. And, you know, you just never know. But thank the Lord that He's with us. And we often look at situations and we think, wow, this could have been a ton worse, you know. And indeed, you know, and somehow, you know, God intervened there. And, you know, things worked out. And, you know, we had some answers. And it's a wonderful thing to know our Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that we know Him here tonight. Amen. We can open up His Word and we can put our trust in the Lord, you know. You talk to people and you know, you just never know, you know, really where they are exactly. But, oh my, what a day it is. What a time it is. You know, there are so many needs. And I doubt that hardly anybody really knows the Lord. You know, once in a while you might meet somebody who has a walk with the Lord, and praise the Lord, and you have some good conversation about the Lord together. But so many times, it's, you know, just maybe something they vaguely heard about. You know, they might have just a little bit of knowledge and, you know, a little bit of inkling. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there, even in this country, that hardly know the Lord at all. Or how can you say, they really don't know the Lord is what it is. They really don't have a walk with Him. They don't really know what the Word of God says. But God has shown us what's here tonight. We can open up the pages of His Word, and oh yes, we can let it get down deep inside. Praise the Lord. That's what I keep on hoping, that these words will just sink on down, that they'll somehow, you know, get up here so I can, you know, remember them, and so they can be a part of my thinking. Praise the Lord. Yes, we need it, because yes, we could do nothing without Him. Praise the Lord. I know that is so true. He is the vine and we are the branches. And He did say, without me, you could do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray here as we begin here tonight. Let's bring this to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You, God, for Your mercy, Your goodness, Your kindnesses to us. We thank You that we can open up Your Word. And, oh God, we can, oh Lord, think on the good things of God. And, oh Lord, we can revisit the Scripture again and again, Lord, and always see more. And, oh God, always grab at more, Lord Jesus. And, oh God, ask You to put it down in our hearts. I pray that You'd work here tonight. I pray that You'd touch us afresh. I pray that You'd move in us. I pray that You'd give us faith, Lord, to believe You, Lord. Oh God, to go forward and to trust in Thee, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that You would touch these words, Lord. Oh God, that You'd bring them to life, God. I pray that You would touch individuals. I pray that You'd give hope tonight. I pray, oh God, that You'd bring, oh Lord, those that yet do not know Thee to salvation, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that You would increase our faith, Lord, and our trust in Thee, our hope in Thee, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that You'd get us to that place where, oh Lord, we can truly believe that You can do all things, God. That there's nothing too hard for You, Lord. I pray, oh God, oh Lord, that You'd work here tonight. Oh God, I give this service to You, Lord. I ask You to use me. I ask that You give me words. Oh Lord, I ask, oh Lord, that Your anointing would be here, Lord. And oh God, that Your Spirit would come down, Lord, to meet the needs of all Your people, Lord. Oh God, that You would talk to us, Lord. Oh God, that You'd move in us. God, that You would change us, Lord. Oh God, that You'd help us to be what we ought to be in You, Lord. Oh God, we give this all to You, Lord. And we pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message, My Help Cometh from the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, that little song just, you know, I guess years ago, I don't know, maybe we never sang it here. I don't know. But, you know, it just, sometimes the Lord just brings these little choruses from the past to mind. And you know, the little meanings that come out. But, you know, it's true. I know whence cometh my help. I know there's no strength in me. I'm weak, but my God is strong. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. My help cometh from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with a very simple passage, a very familiar passage. Go there for a little bit here. Just Proverbs 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6. Praise the Lord. Again, this is very familiar. You probably all have it memorized. But there is a lot in these two little verses. Praise God. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says in verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Praise the Lord. And there's just a simplicity in these verses here, but they reach down deep. And if we could just apply them, oh, I know that we can see mountains moved. We can see answers to the things that we seek deep within, the needs that we have. But here it tells us, if we could just apply it, just simply to trust in the Lord, to put all our worries, all our cares, all our burdens, all our needs before God, and to trust in Him. And it says, with all thine heart. You know, just not a half. You know, just not a little portion, and not with a whole bunch of ifs and buts. But to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And that second part of that verse, too, very important. It says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, I tell you what, the mind can really get us in trouble. The mind can take faith and rationalize it. And, you know, things that, you know, we need from God, you know, the mind can work so hard at times that, you know, we could just believe not the things that God would have us to know and to grasp. And so it's very important not to lean to our own understanding. Oh, there's a lot of things. They might even be common sense at times. But God is greater than that. He can do things beyond the realm of our thinking. And how important it is to lean upon the Word of God and the things that are written, the miracles, the power that He has, the anointing that He gives to His people, and not to just rationalize it and just put it, you know, against our own thinking. And then a third part, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Oh, yes, to give Him the credit, to give Him the glory, the realization that our strength, our power, ability comes from Him. And if we can do these things, just to trust in Him with all our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding, and then to acknowledge Him in all our ways. He tells us, then He shall direct our paths. I believe if we're following the Lord, that is something that we all desire. We want the Lord to be in charge of our lives. We want Him to take our lives and lead us and guide us, to show us the things that we need to see. And again, it can be very much in opposition to human thinking. We're not mainstream here. We're not thinking like everybody else. But praise the Lord, if we could just get enough of the Word of God into our minds, into our hearts, so that it becomes a part of our thinking, and so that we can dwell on it, and, you know, just apply it to our lives, so that we live in that realm where we're walking with Him and talking with Him and believing in His Word and trusting in His promises with all our hearts. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful way to live. Oh, it says in verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise the Lord. Oh, the blessings of the Lord that follow those that believe and trust in Him. And it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Oh, it's talking about manifold blessings of the Lord, because we're walking with Him, we're talking with Him, we're dwelling on Him, we're trusting in Him with all our hearts, and acknowledging Him, not leaning unto our own understanding. For we know that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, as it tells us also in the Proverbs. And so many people have pursued that kind of path where they're actually walking in the way that seems right to their own understanding and cunning and, you know, thinking. Traditions, perhaps, and, you know, whatever all that is, you know, easy and, you know, seems, you know, just like the thing to do. But when you're walking with the Lord, He's going to show you some things that is, you know, that other people aren't going to understand. They're not going to be mainstream, as I already said. But, you know, the Lord knows how to help us to get to that place where His Word is so embedded within us that we can walk with Him, we can talk with Him, we can be filled with His Spirit, with His wonderful Word, and apply it to our living. As it tells us in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, I'm going to read a few verses here in Jeremiah, chapter 17. I do think I was here not too long ago. But I think these verses apply here tonight. Let's look at verse 5 here to begin with. In Jeremiah chapter 17, it says in verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Now, isn't this common enough, you know, to trust in man? And to make flesh his arm, you lean on that, you know, that other person, you know, that medical personality, or, you know, that government official, or, you know, the radio monitor, or whoever, all, you know, isn't that what people do very often? You know, they trust in man and make a flesh his arm. In other words, you're leaning on the arm of flesh. Somebody's, you know, professional advice, perhaps. You might have went someplace to get some professional advice, and sometimes they can be good, you know, but, you know, if it's off base with the Word of God, I'll tell you what, you can get in trouble very easily. And we have to, you know, put everything up against God's Word. That should be the way we judge. If, you know, they tell us to do something that's contrary to God's Word, we better not follow it. And then it says, whose heart departed from the Lord. In other words, you're no longer leaning on the Lord. You're no longer trusting the Lord. You're, you know, on your own little limb there and trusting in your own ways and in the advice of perhaps friends or relatives or whoever. But it says, cursed be that man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Verse 6 says, "For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited." In other words, you're in a place where you can't flourish, where you can't really grow, where you can't really develop. The ground is too parched. It's too dry. You know, that heath isn't going to be able to grow, you know, like it could if it was in good ground with good weather conditions, sunshine sufficiently, but also rain and good soil and all of that sort of thing. But instead, like, you know, the parched places of the earth that aren't inhabited, places where man can't live because things can't grow decently, a salt land and not inhabited. And that's what a man who trusts in his own self or in the arm of flesh, whose heart departed from the living God, is compared to in that verse. But on the other hand, it tells us in verse 7, "Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruits. Oh, what a contrast! All those that put their trust in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, like that tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, and the roots are able to spread out and grow. It's nourished by soil that's plentiful in nutrients and all of that, and sufficient water to grow thereby. And because it's by the water, because it's being fed, and of course Jesus is the living water. Oh yes, He is that one that comes to dwell within so that we can be nourished by His Spirit, so we can walk by faith and not by sight. Oh yes, so that we can draw from that well that has no limits, that well that is so deep that there's always more to obtain over living water that Jesus Christ has provided for us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the blessings that follow. The leaf shall be green and not be careful. In other words, not to be anxious in the year of drought. Because we know whence cometh our help. We know that the Lord is going to be with us. Our strength isn't in ourselves. It's in God. And He knows how to provide for us, whether it be a good year or whether it be a year of famine. Oh, praise the Lord, He knows how to make us fruitful, even if it is a year of drought. Oh, praise the Lord, He knows how to supply our needs according to His riches and glory. Praise the Lord, if we are that man, that woman, that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We turn to the 31st chapter of Isaiah. Just to read a few verses here too. Maybe just the first verse actually. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1 says, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord." Oh my. Sometimes on the surface, you know, there's that human nature that looks at the thing that looks powerful, that looks strong, you know, that looks mighty. That's the outward man. That's the outlook when you're just looking with your own human eyes. And here, of course, their tendency was in the time of trouble to go down to Egypt for help, or maybe even other places. And because, yes, you know, they wanted, you know, the help, the ample help that came from Egypt, the strong horses, the chariots, you know, many, it says, and horsemen, because they are very strong. And going there to think that all will be well, all will be sufficient, because yes, they have horses aplenty and chariots and all of this. But instead, you know, not regarding God, not looking to God, not seeking the Lord. Oh, there is a conflict here. Oh, there is a need. And again, it says woe to that kind of person. Again, trusting in the government, you know, in other things that, you know, are a man. And not having hope and trust in the Lord, neither seeking the Lord. Well, there's a problem with that. But by the grace of God, I trust that that is not where our hope is. I trust that that is not what we're leaning on. Oh, and you know, as we go down, you know, in the days of time, you know, as the moments pass by, and God only knows what's ahead. Oh, yes, if that mark of the beast is implemented, we will know, you know, there is, you know, things stop in so many ways in that case. And we're going to know that we're going to have to completely trust in the Lord. But praise the Lord, His promises are true. His promises are genuine. His promises are mighty, and there is nothing too hard for our God. And praise the Lord, I believe He's going to help us. And even now, I know we need His help. I think, wow, as we walk this earth and you know, the crazy things that happen, it doesn't take just too many things to go awry where you get to that point where you know, wow, I need You, Lord. You know, every day I realize as I start my day, God, I've got to have You. Here's another day. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities. But praise the Lord, I'm going to put this day in God's hands. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to lean on His help because I don't know how I would do it otherwise. And as I said, things can so easily go awry. They can go wrong, you know, all at once. You know, it can be just a complete different story as far as the affairs of our life are concerned. But praise the Lord, we're going to put our trust in the Lord. We're going to give that day to the Lord. We're going to lean on Him as we go down the road in our vehicles and you know, trust that He is with us. And He's going to get us where we need to go. He's going to help us. He's going to give us wisdom. He's going to give us strength. You know, we're going to lean on Him. Praise the Lord, and He's going to help us. Praise the Lord, the psalmist very much knew here in Psalms 121 all the need to put one's strength in the Lord. As we go here to Psalms 121, I think God will realize, you know, these little basic things here. As the psalmist here, the Song of Degrees, it tells us here, these simple words, but how our help does come from the Lord. And here it says in verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And then the second verse explains where that help comes from. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, what a wonderful promise this is. You know, we're putting our trust in the One who made heaven and earth. How could you get a higher authority than that? Oh, absolutely, you cannot. So that's the One we're leaning on. Praise the Lord, the One which made heaven and earth. And it tells us in that third verse, He's not going to allow or suffer our foot to be moved. In other words, He's going to keep us. He's going to be with us. And, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, lagging moments with our God or moments when He's just drifted off and you know, He's not coherent and, you know, He's out of range, He's out of reach. Oh my, that happens with things of life. Doesn't it? Computers go down. Oh, if you get a cell phone, you can get out of the range of the cell towers and, you know, you can't make a telephone call or, you know, the lines could go down for all we know. Oh my, that's, you know, the things of earth, the things that people usually lean on. No, we're going to lean on God. Oh, the One who will not suffer our feet to be moved. And He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He doesn't need to take a nap during the day and doze off. And yes, it reassures us in verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel, or in other words, the people of God, shall neither slumber nor sleep. Praise the Lord. We don't have to worry about that. Then the fifth verse says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And this is precious too. You know, if He's our keeper, that means He's the One that protects us. and guards us. You know that He restores us. That's always there. He can keep us from danger, from evil. I mean, you know, that protection that we constantly, continuously need. But it reassures us, the Lord is thy keeper. And yes, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. You know, oh yes, to prevent. Oh yes, even the sun, or even, you know, things of life from being overwhelming, from, you know, causing great damage and trouble in our lives. It says in verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, we can see how wonderful it is to put our trust in the Lord, our confidence in our God. And the verse 7 says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we don't even know the things that are lurking around and the potential dangers and all the things that could happen. But, oh, yes, we put our lives into His hand, into our Lord's hands, into God's hands. And praise the Lord, you know, we can pray at night and ask the Lord to guard our house, our dwelling place, you know, to keep us safe. He can keep all evil from coming nigh unto us. And besides, oh, thank the Lord, He shall preserve thy soul. Oh, I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Oh, praise the Lord. He shall preserve thy soul. We've given those things to the Lord. We've committed them unto the Lord. We know that He is able, oh yes, to keep us, to restore us, to preserve us. Oh yes, those things are no longer on our back. Those things that we gave to the Lord, those sins, oh, those unrighteous deeds that we once were a part of our lives, we've given them to the Lord. And praise the Lord, He's not holding them over our heads any longer. You know, He's not ready to clobber us because of our past. No, He's given. Oh, yes, we've given them to the Lord. Praise the Lord, and He's covered them with His blood. Praise the Lord. That atonement that He made on the cross of Calvary. Oh yes, so that we could be forgiven our sins and our trespasses. Oh yes, so we could commit those things unto the Lord and know that they are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord, He knows how to keep us as we walk this road of life. Yes, we give it to Him. And oh yes, we strive to do His will. We strive to stay away from evil and all of those things, to do the Lord's will and to walk in His ways. And praise the Lord, we have this promise, He shall preserve thy soul. And it ends by saying, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Praise the Lord, that's His total keeping power. Oh yes, our going out, our coming in. Oh yes, the Lord's able to keep us, to preserve us, to go with us. Oh yes, at this moment, at this time forth, and praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord into eternity. Oh, that's our God. Oh yes, the one that made heaven and earth. And praise the Lord, how blessed we are if our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, what a beautiful thing it is to be able to commit our life unto the living God, put it in His hands, and know that He's able to keep us. Oh yes, He's able to watch over us. He's able to provide for us. Oh, He's able to make a way. Oh, He's able to keep us from evil. Praise the Lord, He's able to preserve our souls. Praise the Lord, so we can stand before Him and hear Him say, well done. Oh, praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I'd like to go to some familiar verses also here, 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and a very familiar story, one that I think we've heard, hopefully, from little on up, but praise the Lord, something about it, there's so much in this story of David and Goliath, so I would like to go here right now, this man that put his faith and trust in the Lord, and here he is in this chapter. A young man at this point, a youth even, and we see how God has already worked in his life and helped him to put his confidence in the Lord, his trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. There was something so precious about that, you know. Let's just look at this portion of Scripture here. Praise the Lord. We know that this 17th chapter takes us to this time when the Israelites and the Philistines were gathered together with a battle, so to speak. Only this had been ongoing at the time of this event here in chapter 17 for 40 days already. And the thing was here, on one side of this valley, there was a mountain, and the Israelites were up on that mountain, the army, that is, and all, they were gathered there, and on the other side of the valley was another mountain, and there were the Philistines. And, you know, every day, actually twice a day, this Philistine giant would come out and challenge them. And I imagine there was a reason for this. He wasn't, you know, the usual type of individual by any means. He was rather a big guy, shall we say. Tells us in verse 4, he was the champion of the Philistines. And here he is, his name is Goliath, he's from Gath, and his height, it tells us, was 6 cubits and a span. And depending on what we use as a cubit, if it's 18 inches, and, you know, a span 9 inches, well, then we've got a character here who's 9 feet tall and 9 inches. And some even consider that a cubit is a little bigger than that, so he could have been even taller, maybe 10 inches and a half or something. But here's this big guy. And he's, you know, the Philistines' champion here, and he's, you know, he's all fit for the battle, it seems. He's very covered. He's got a helmet of brass upon his head. He's armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. It's like 126 pounds, perhaps, you know. And, you know, he's just, you know, he's got greaves of brass upon his legs, you know, these iron things on covering his ankles to his knees. And he's target of brass between his shoulders. So here's this guy, he's very covered with this, you know, this strong stuff, this iron, the brass equipment here that is put on him. And it says, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. Verse 7, his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. So he's all covered, and he's got this spearhead, and, you know, weighs 600 shekels of iron, and besides that, he's got a shield bearer before him, going before him, you know, with a huge shield going before him to protect him all the more. And, you know, he comes out every day. Verse 8, it tells us, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And then he said, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. So he's challenging them, and he doesn't believe that anybody or anything can defeat him, obviously. The trouble is, the Israelites believed it. It tells us in verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Then it tells us, verse 12, now David was the son of the Ephrathite, a Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and the next unto him, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. Well, it sounds like they weren't men of courage. They weren't out there ready to fight with Goliath. Verse 15 tells us, but David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. So this had been going on, morning and evening, 40 days of this. These threats, this big man coming out and boasting and defying the armies of Israel. Defying God, in other words. Tells us in verse 17, and Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of the 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. So Jesse was sending his youngest son, David, into, the battlefield to observe how it was going and to take, their pledge, what was due them to help take care of the needs of the personnel there. And so, it's incumbent upon David to do so. And it tells us, now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle for Israel. And the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard him. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. So here comes little David. And he's a youth. And he's not probably even old enough to be in the military at this point. And he's just coming on this errand, obeying what his father asked him to do with, the cheeses and the loaves of bread and the parched corn. And, here he comes. And he's observing all of this. And he's hearing all that Goliath when he comes out and roars. Verse 25, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him The king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? So this was a great problem. This was reproach. He was defying the armies of the living God. He was standing up there boasting. And, you know, he was contrary to the ways of God. And he thought that, there would be no one who could defeat him. But David had another heart. David had a strength that the others didn't have. He had a trust in the Lord that was way above that which even the King Saul had, obviously. So he's asking to the man that stood by, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? And he says, For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those two sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Oh, the assumption of the big brother here, the eldest brother, completely wrong. But anyway, here he is. He's hollering at his little brother here. But again, David doesn't get easily discouraged. It tells us in verse 29, And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? David was seeing something far beyond what the others were seeing. He was hearing the boastings of this filthy, uncircumcised Philistine. And he was hearing how he was defying the armies of the living God. David realized, there was a cause here. This is not right. Why are we standing here shivering? Why are we standing here in fear? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. He must have been going from person to person and just asking the same questions. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. Finally, he got to Saul, the king. And so now David has an audience before Saul. It says in verse 32, And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. But David had something called faith. He had been there tending faithfully his father's sheep. And yes, as he was out there in the fields watching those sheep, God was using those times to, help this young man, this shepherd, to realize that there is a strength in God. That there is a might in God, that you can put your faith, your strength, your hope in God. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. The faith of this young man here. There it was. A lion, a bear, coming out after one of the lambs and taking it out of the flock. And David, having the nature that he had, he was going to reach and get that lamb, even though it was in the lion's mouth. And yes, so he did. He took it out. of that creature's mouth. He delivered it out of the mouth of that beast. And then it says, when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. I'll tell you what, that's faith, that's courage, that's boldness. Praise the Lord, that's up close, you know, he's right there, eye to eye with that lion. It says in verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Oh, praise the Lord, that fire that was in David, oh, that strength that was in David. He knew it wasn't of his own self. He knew he didn't have that kind of strength in himself to fight a bear, to fight a lion, to deliver that lamb out of that beast's mouth. But he knew there was a God that would help him. There was a God who would come to his strength. And there he is, grabbing that little lamb out of the beast's mouth. And oh yes, when that lion was up close, he took that lion by the beard. Oh, this is faith. This is strength. This is courage. And he slew that bear. He slew that lion, those beasts that had come after the lambs. And he knew because God had been with him. God had delivered him. See, he gives the credit, the glory. He's acknowledging God in all of this. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. Oh, praise the Lord. He knew from whence came his help. Oh, he knew that his strength was in God. And obviously, his story was so convincing that Saul could see that this was not an average young man. Here was a man who had faith, who had strength, who had courage. He's young. He's but a youth. But he had something that the others did not have, even though they might have been men of war for many years. It tells us how Saul armed David with his armor, put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor. And he essayed to go. He started to go. He had all this heavy stuff on him now that Saul had put on him. But you know what? He realized, I've not proved this. This stuff is unfamiliar to me. I don't need all this junk, so to speak, in order to defeat this giant. And David put them off. He had not proved them. He said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. Instead, it tells us in verse 40, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Oh, praise the Lord. He was familiar with his little sling spot. He felt comfortable with that. You know, he knew the Lord was going to be with him. After all, the battle was going to be the Lord's. It's not going to be what David can do. It's what God can do. Praise the Lord. If God be for us, who could be against us? Praise the Lord. And the Philistine came out and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. You know, he didn't even have a beard yet. And he had a fair countenance, yes. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Oh, this is really getting hot. Oh, that Philistine is just showing his colors more and more. And now he's cursing David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." But then, let's hear what David said. "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, with whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Oh, praise the Lord, he knew. Oh, yes, who would protect him? He knew the strength of his God. He knew the power of his God. And praise the Lord, he had faith. He believed his God. There is, you know, there's no doubt in David's mind. He knows, you know, in spite of the fact that this giant is huge. This giant has a sword. He has a spear. He has a shield. He's all, you know, familiar with all the things of war. But David had something else. Oh, he knew the power and strength of God. He knew, oh yes, how to lean upon the Lord. Oh, not unto his own understanding. This didn't make a lot of sense. You know, it didn't look like a practical thing to do. But he had something called faith deep down within, and he knew his God would deliver him. The same God that had delivered him. Oh yes, from the bear. Oh, yes, from the lion. Oh, the one that had kept his sheep there. And God only knows how many other adventures he'd already had. Praise the Lord. But he was going to do this. He was going to come in the name of the Lord, that they might all know that the Lord, he doesn't need swords. He doesn't need spears. He said, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Praise the Lord. Absolute faith. There's no doubting. Oh, yes. Oh, to have that kind of faith. Oh, they can go up against the enemies of this world. All the battles. All the things. The giants. You know. And sometimes, oh, wow. How our strength faileth. You know, we start looking down at the water, just as Peter, as long as he walked on the water and kept his eyes on Jesus. Oh, all was well. He could walk on the waters. And it was stormy at the moment, you know. The waves are raging, but, you know, he kept his eyes on Jesus. And he could walk on the waters. But, oh my, all at once he started looking down. And they began to fall. You get to sink. Oh, yes, and sometimes that's the way it is with us. You know, we have these desires, we have these notions, we have these determinations. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. We know the Lord's going to be with us. And, you know, all at once, oh my. Oh, Lord, I wasn't coming on this. So all at once we get kind of faint-hearted and maybe, you know, kind of cowered and maybe go hide, maybe turn around and do something else. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, little David here, this youth, this young man, oh, yes, who had this strength, who had this faith, this boldness. I love, oh, yes, how he just firmly stated, you know, and it was going to be so that all of the earth may know that there is a God. He knew there was a cause. Oh, is there not a cause in the world that we live in? Is there not a reason to fight the giants of this world? Oh, yes, I don't think we're going to see a Goliath exactly. But, oh my, there are obstacles. There are things that try to get in our way, to hinder us. Oh, yes, to confuse us, to beset us. You know, all these little things that come up. But, praise the Lord, if we can get our eyes on Jesus. Oh, we can just retain, you know, the ability to remember that he is with us. And that he will stand up He will stand with His people, those that stand for Him. God will be with us. Oh, we could be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Oh, we can fight those battles in the strength of the Lord. And, oh no, we could never do it alone. We could never do it of ourselves. And there is no way. But with the Lord, we could do all things. We could be strengthened. We could do feats that we never dreamed we could do because God is with us. And He knows how to help us. He knows how to give us strength that we don't have. And you know, sometimes it's even physical strength. I do remember, you know, just, you know, several years ago when Brother Chong came here to be baptized. And you know, I remember, yeah, Brother Tim, and, you know, we were taking him to Milwaukee at that point, and I had a problem with my knee at that point, and I wasn't able to walk very well. And it's kind of something, you know, it seemed like, you know, Brother Tim kind of forgot, I guess. We kind of stopped down there by the lake, and you know, we were going to show Chong, you know, some of the waters side there, you know, and take him down there by the lake. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I can't walk so well. But, you know, it just came to me to just, you know, if God gave me an assignment, well, I'm going to do it. Just, you know, God's going to give you strength. And it was so amazing, that kind of limp leg, you know, I just started walking. And, you know, the more I walked, I realized, hey, it's getting easier. I can walk just a little better. Hey, it's getting stronger, you know. And, praise the Lord, it got better and better and better. And, you know, the Lord healed that knee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But that's our God. If we can put our faith, our strength, our hope in Him. You know, it's wonderful what God can do for us. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we just recently got a little note from one of our good friends. She's in Arizona, Ruth Atkins, I believe, and you know, she was telling us that just recently she had a shoulder that was dislocated, and I would think that would be terribly painful. I think I've been there too, actually. I think I've gone through that. And she was actually, I believe, in waiting for a doctor. I believe she had gone to urgent care or the emergency room, and you know, there she is. She's sitting, she's waiting. But she was praying that she asked the Lord to heal her shoulder. And you know, she wrote and said that she felt the Lord touch her. The Lord touched that shoulder. Praise the Lord, and the Lord healed her. And by the time the doctors looked at her, he was healed. Praise the Lord, that's our God. Oh, He is able to do, oh, exceedingly, abundantly above that which we ask or think. Oh, praise the Lord, there is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the Lord, we know, yes, that David's faith, oh, was realized. That strength that he had, oh, yes, you know, he told that giant, oh, yes, you know, you might come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, but I'm going to come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Oh, praise the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Oh, I'm going to come to you, giant. I might be little, I might be young, I might look weak, but our God is strong, and our strength cometh from God. He knew that the battle was the Lord's, and God was going to give that giant into the hands of the Israelites. Praise the Lord, and I love how it is in verse 48. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted. He didn't shrink back. He didn't walk slow. He ran. He hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it. And he smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon the face of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord, that faith in God. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Oh, praise the Lord, you know. Praise the Lord, there he was. You know, now he's on the ground. You know, that little stone that hit him in the very place he was not protected, right in the forehead. Oh, I'll tell you what, that's God directing, isn't it? Oh, God bringing it to the place where it needs to be. On that old giant that defied God was, oh, hit right in that place, in his forehead. Oh, where he was vulnerable. Praise the Lord, David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. And then, yes, because he had no sword, he stood upon that giant and took his own sword, the sword of the giants, Goliath's sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Oh, praise the Lord. How it is the Lord is so able to deliver us. Oh, yes, he's so able to take care of those giants in our way. Oh, those giants in our path, whatever it may be, whatever circumstance it may be. Oh, it might seem like you're never going to have enough money to pay those bills. Oh, it seems like it might seem like you're never going to get well enough to, you know, to do what you want to do in your heart. But praise the Lord, we serve a mighty God, and there is nothing too hard for Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, He's there to help us if we will put our faith, our trust, our hope in the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us, now turning to Psalms chapter 44. Praise the Lord. It tells us here in Psalms chapter 44, verse 1, we have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. You know, we could go through the whole book of Genesis and see the mighty hand of God. How he's always been with his people. How he's always been going before his people. How he makes a way for his people when they have put their trust in the Lord. It tells us in verse 3, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. It wasn't because they were strong and mighty that they were able to conquer the enemy. Oh, no. It was because the Lord was with them. Praise the Lord. It was the right hand of God, His power, His strength that He gives unto His people. They were able to walk in the light of His countenance. The Lord leading the way to show them where to go, what to do, how to do it, giving them specific instructions. Oh, praise the Lord, they were not saved, it says, by their own arm or by their own sword, but by God's right hand, by God's arm, by the light of God's countenance. Oh, it says, thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. It's because of God. It's because of His power, His ability, because of the authority that we have in His name, the name Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. We can tread Oh, yes, through the devils in this world. Oh, yes, through the enemies, through the confusion. Oh, yes, all the besetting things. Oh, yes, our strength doesn't come from a sword, from a shield. Oh, no. It comes because we have put our faith, our trust in God. We know that He is there to deliver us. Oh, yes, Jesus told His disciples. Oh, yes, He told them, behold, here, the 10th chapter of Luke, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Oh, yes, all those devils that try to attack us, all those contrary things, all that confusion. Oh, yes, all of those crazies that arise in one form or the other. It says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, praise the Lord, what we can do if He is with us. If Jesus is in the boat with us. Oh, yes, the waves may be raging. The sea may be, oh, yes, in a great turmoil. But if the Lord is with us, oh, then we are going to be all right. We are going to be safe. Oh, yes, those waves will go at the voice of Jesus Christ. Oh, at the command of Jesus Christ. He has given His people authority. He has given them power to tread, to trample, to stomp on those serpents, those scorpions, those devils, those conflicts, those troubles, over all the power of the enemy. Telling us nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, praise the Lord. It is such a privilege to know the living God. It is such a privilege to be His child. And we could just begin to grasp the power that He has given us. The authority that we have in the saving name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, David grasped it. He knew that God could give strength. Oh, God could help. Oh, yes, you know, the aim to be just perfect so that it would hit Goliath in the exact place it needed to go. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our God who can make a way. Oh, yes, who can take us through the turmoil, the trouble, all the conflicts that arise in our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I've seen some wonderful answers to prayer. You know, I know sometimes people will write and talk about, you know, problems at work and, you know, things that are going rather wrongly. And, you know, I just thank God. I just thank God we can pray. And God changes things. You know, I've seen it happen. Oh, Sister Sharon, yeah, some of those things we've shared there with you were in the workplace and how God intervened and changed things. Oh, yes, Sister Anna Marinka, too. I just think of how God helped you all through some of those trials and tests there on the job site. Oh, that's our God. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us in Psalms 20, and I know I've got to end this, but it says, Psalms 20, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. And then he said, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Oh, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Oh, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, oh, the one that we could call on, that help in the time of trouble. Oh, yes, that one, yes, oh, that calms the storms, even the natural storms. Yes, Sister Shirley, I know we've prayed, yes, about those tornadoes and all those other things that try to arise. Oh, God sends them away, you know. God makes them so they don't strike, you know. Our God, oh, knows how to do all things. There is nothing too hard for Him. And how wonderful it is. Oh, there are those that trust in chariots and horses, the things of this world, things of life, oh, the inclinations of man, the strength and hope they think in man. But oh, how wonderful it is that our help is from God, a God who made the heavens and the earth, or shall I say, the God who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, the God in whom there is no variableness. Oh, no shadow of turning. There is nothing too hard for our God. He doesn't change. He is the same. He can help us as He helped the people of old. He can help us tonight. Oh, yes, if we'll give Him our heart, if we'll give Him our needs, if we'll turn everything over to Him. Oh, yes, if we will dwell on Him. Oh, yes, praise the Lord, if we will trust in Him with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. Oh, praise the Lord, that's the God that we serve. Oh, yes, our help cometh from the Lord, He who made heaven and earth. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, that's the God that we serve. Oh, praise the Lord, a wonderful God. Oh, yes, a God who comes to help us in our times of need. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. A God who hears us in the day of trouble. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise thee. We acknowledge thee, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, we turn all these details over to you, Lord. These conflicts, these troubles, these misunderstandings. Oh, God, I ask, O Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus to give us that kind of faith that we need. Oh, God, to walk with you. Oh, God, to see the mighty power of thy right hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I know whence cometh my help, and I know there's no strength in me. I'm weak, but my God is strong. Praise the Lord. Yes, my help cometh from God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our chorus books to number 19, Some Trust in Chariots. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And now I let the Lord save His anointed. Hear Him from His holy heaven, saving strength of His right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. By that the Lord saveth his anointed, we will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you.